Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Gamers 2.
Okay, we'll go through the usual format.
The plus, usual format
plus
for
a special segment
period battle
near the end, and we're short a person today, so.
Yeah, Beben's not here because of time restrictions and such.
No, he's just a loser.
No, he's got work. So,
well,
everyone
I guess that's mildly.
There's only two people here now who don't have jobs, yet they are both 16.
Okay, I'm 17.
17. Ooh, we got a 17-year-old. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, go to the 5-second question now. 5-second question of the week will be, would you prefer the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360?
Partico, go.
I obviously will choose the PlayStation 3. Nick?
PS3, baby! Yeah!
Dave?
Yeah. PS3.
My gar.
360, because I like Gears of War and some of those other games.
I'm gonna assume Joel would choose 360.
Yeah, Joel would choose 360, because he's weird like that. Anyways. Partico, why do you choose PS3?
I chose the PS3 because it's better.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good,
And plus, I like Resistance, I can't wait for MotorStorm. When is it now? Like, less than 2 weeks, I think.
I don't know, you were the one who was keeping count.
I lost count. Oh yeah, it's a little bit, I think it's like less than 2 weeks now.
It's like a little over a week, I think.
Yeah, like 1 week and 6 days, I can't wait.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
I'll race you online and I'll beat you.
I'll
kick
the your ass. Stop playing WoW.
No!
Okay.
Anyways, Nick, explain why you chose.
Well, I chose the PS3. Because I know definitely it's not using, like, its full power right now. And I know the PS3 can only get better from launch. The launch wasn't very smooth, but neither was the 360s.
Don't forget.
And now 360's pretty sweet, and it's been out for, like, what, a year and 5 months or something? And, let's see.
60% sales now, the 360.
Yeah, so PS3 can only get better from here, and the firmware update, I'm looking forward to it. Dave, why'd you pick the PS3?
Well, mainly because it's just the next system I'm planning on getting once I, you know, get $600.
Yeah.
And
poor man.
And your
and my car.
Well, at least $660 gotta buy a game.
Yeah, plus you gotta buy the HDMI cable if you want it to look good. Oh,
okay.
Wait.
No, Dave's
he don't need one.
We're working
right.
On it. We're working on it, dang it.
We're not.
Okay, my car, go.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Why'd you pick Resist? You're dumb. Mike, you are
what
so
do I,
dumb.
What do I like the 360?
Yeah. Why
Simple.
Would you choose that over the PS3?
Simple. Because I know there might be games coming later for the PS3.
You suck.
And I'll, but this, okay, can you shut up for 2 seconds?
What up?
Also, I know that there's like a ton of really nice games right now for the 360. And...
360.
Right, and I know more people with 360s, so I play with them more.
But you know me and Partico.
You're not good enough for you or something?
Yeah, we're not
no,
good enough?
No, you're not.
Is it because he's Indian? Huh?
Don not feather.
Because he's Indian.
Don not feather.
Yes. Partico, do you like a dot or feather, Partico?
Dot.
You're dot, Partico?
Yeah, what are you, dot or feather?
Not Asian. Like you, Partico.
Oh man, I'm just pooing that guy.
Okay, shut up, Mike Gower. Alright.
What have you been playing?
Alright, Partico, you go first.
Well, I don't know. I've been playing Sonic Rivals for like a day.
That's hot.
That's about it. I also played a lot, like maybe like a 2 hours of Resistance Online over the course of a week.
Man, I've been slacking on my Resistance.
Yeah.
I've been
I also got my pet in WoW.
Good for you.
Yeah, you said that last cast. You're like, I just hit level 11, and you haven't moved since.
Whatever.
You're probably still sitting in the inn in Westfall.
Okay.
He's in Westfall?
I'm not in Westfall.
Okay, well, he's sitting in the inn in Elwynn Forest.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah, I know, but he came over. Are you dumb?
He did.
Have you ever heard of the Jeep Run Tram, you noob? You're on Alliance,
well,
I'm forward, you suck.
Pratik obviously hasn't.
Yeah, he has. Pratik, have you taken the Jeep Run Tram?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike Gower. Go sit down. All right.
Dude, let's not argue about WoW, because we can all agree that it's a great game, except for Fatigue Food.
It is a great game.
God, I'm dying!
Yeah, because you're playing Alliance.
Oh my
okay.
God.
What has Nick been playing, you ask? All right, Okay, Gower, you know what? You need to shut up, because
I'm
talking. Mike Gower, just die. Don't heal yourself, you're a priest. Now shut the hell up. Okay, what has Nick been playing, you ask? Well, I'll tell you
right
now.
I didn't ask.
Well, it doesn't matter. The listeners asked. Our whole, what, two or three listeners? Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, with five of them.
Oh, well then, yeah, like two.
Two or three.
I don't subscribe.
So we got like three.
You don't subscribe.
Yeah, what's up, you bastard?
Yeah,
wait,
get the hell off this.
Wait, yes I do. Wait, I think I did. I don't listen to it, but I subscribe.
Oh, man, how can you not listen to it? Dude, this show is quality. You should see these show notes. I wish Critique would actually put them up on the site.
Yeah, the last... That, by the way, you guys got to work on the summaries, you know.
I know, I'm going
not
to...
Not that
I,
great.
Did you see the first one? That was awesome. But
that was a great one, but the second one
because
just like,
I did it though. Like three have been pickles.
I get tired after doing all the editing.
Well, then tell Nick to do it.
Fine, I'll do it. Shut
up.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. So what's next?
Do it. Okay. What has Nick been playing? I've been playing WoW. Yesterday I played WoW for a while, or the day before that. Just ding 63. Oh yeah. Even
wow.
Though my guard's kicking my ass, but that's okay. Because I'm better in life than him. So
no, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What makes you better, huh?
My guard.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Okay,
no, it
no
doesn't,
arguing. Dude, it's just funny to argue with you. You know what sucks? You know what sucks, my guard?
What?
Zelda.
Dude, I'm going to kill you.
It's pretty hard.
Do you want to have your balls just like ripped off? And
you're not
to
that
the bears?
Gary.
No, I'm pretty close.
Okay. So, WoW I've been playing, which is freaking awesome. A lot of Sonic.
Every episode.
A lot of Sonic.
Oh, yeah, I played Sonic with you.
I heard that game sucks.
I just reviewed it. Do you not listen to the reviews?
I told you, I heard that game sucks.
You bastard. Anyways, I played that. Then I played, some Guild Wars. That was about it. Dave, go.
Yeah, you've been addicted to Guild Wars. I hate you for that.
I know, but I'm getting back into WoW, so.
Let's see. Good.
That's the good side of the force.
Yep. I've been playing World of Warcraft, of course. And last Saturday, I got Unreal Tournament 2000.
What else did you get last Friday?
Oh, yeah, I got some other games, too.
Got, like, a ton of PSP.
Why did you get a bunch of games?
I don't know. Here, hold on. Let me list them off. Oh, yeah, I turned 17, that's why.
So, but why did you get all these games, huh?
Birthday?
Thank you.
Let's see. I got ATV, Off-Road Fury, Star Wars Battlefront, and Twisted Metal Head On.
And that's from Patiko.
I gave him money that bought Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
And so therefore... Okay,
are you going
down
somewhere with this? Yeah, okay.
Therefore, you've been playing three new games.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is
it my turn now?
Yes, my car.
Okay. Well, I've been playing WoW a lot. I've been trying to get to 70.
I'm gonna beat you there.
No, you're not. And I'm trying to
get. Dude, I'm gonna stay up all freaking night, every night, and get like 2 hours of sleep, and just own you there.
Nick,
tomorrow.
Nick.
Tomorrow.
Nick.
Dude.
Nick.
Dude.
Tonight, you and I are gonna play really late, okay?
Okay. How late?
Yeah, like 3 is good or something. But
3?
Okay.
Come on!
Just shut up
Player
and
wait. Mad.
Just shut up and listen, alright?
Alright, sweetie.
Alright, so I've been playing WoW. I dinged 67, so I'm pooning Nick.
Grats.
And I'm trying to get... I bought my flying mount, but I can't use it yet, and I don't have the training yet, so... So I need another...
Go.
Let's see how much I have here. Oh, I have 250 now, so... Let's see. I need 550... No, how much is it? 800 gold? So I need 650 more gold. Oh, 550 more gold. Yeah, that's right. Until I can actually.
Man, I still don't even got my freaking epic mount.
It's because you're still 62 or whatever. 63.
Come on, give me my credit.
Yeah, whatever. And I've also been
You haven't played anything else, I know.
No, I think I have, though. Well, I played a little bit of Unreal Tournament. I'm trying to get back into that. Yeah, that's about it.
Alright, so...
Siege! Oh my god, 4 gold!
Is that, is that all for what have you been playing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we're gonna move on to the topic of the week, which I know some people were excited about. arguing.
My car.
Yep. Anyways, topic of the week is, what is your position on people who call themselves gamers, even though their most played game is like Madden for 2 years?
Okay.
I'm not saying that Madden's a bad game. We're just saying,
jocks.
We're
saying those people.
Listen to me.
Okay. Jocks.
Down here on the bottom of the notes, it says, the games people buy, top 100 in terms of sales. Number one,
people.
Madden 07.
Oh, great.
Thank
you. You spoiled it.
Whatever.
Well, I know, but Nick, but see, that's
whatever.
Like
you guys, you know what? You guys suck.
I'm not specifically saying Madden's bad. I'm just saying that these jocks that think that they're gamers because they play like 2 hours of a game that everybody else plays, that they think that they're like.
Well, then what's the definition of gamer, Mike R?
Me.
Okay, well, that's like nerd.
No, listen to me.
You're
go
like
pull
nerd,
out,
no life.
Go pull out definition. Go pull out your definition dictionary and look up
the definition book, whatever that is. Right. I'm gonna go to dictionary.com
and search it, and it'll be Gower.
Dude, if it does say that, that'd be awesome.
Dude, I'm gonna go to Wikipedia and change it so it says Gower.
Do it.
Dude, they're gonna track me down and like kill me.
They're like,
yep.
It's like
that's the
it's
point.
Like, that's the point. We want you to die.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, yeah, my stance on it is like, okay, they can call themselves whatever they want. Like, if they really think that they're a gamer or whatever the hell they want to say, you know, just let them say it. I don't really care.
Well, see. You don't see me going around calling myself a football player because I played football maybe for one weekend. So.
Well, you are a football player, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I maybe play it like...
Dude, you played football, so therefore you're a football player.
No, but I don't go myself calling myself, going around calling myself that because there are other people that actually play football a lot.
I know.
Yeah, so what's your point?
See what we're trying
so
to
my
say,
point
Nick?
Is...
Okay, Nick, my point is at least, is that these people are defiling our name because they think that they're... Because it's apparently it's fairly cool or okay to be a gamer now. And
no,
like,
it isn't. Kidding me?
Yeah,
it depends on what kind of gamer you
compared,
are.
Compared as in the 80s, dude, they'd be beaten up for it.
Yeah,
nowadays,
called,
just like,
that would that's what we like to call the nerd, Mike Gower.
Okay.
Well, whatever. You know that's what? I just don't care. Like seriously, if they want to say
well, I mean,
that they're
I don't
gamers,
really care either.
I don't think it doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, I don't really care either. It's just like
it bothers
why,
you.
Why can't you just stay in your own freaking world and leave me alone?
Because if they're a gamer and they play Halo, Madden, or any other kind of shooter game, and maybe Guitar Hero, they're cool. Those are okay games to play, but if you get into the games like
well,
World
dude,
Warcraft,
I see
that's even becoming accepted.
I know it is. I know a bunch of people, jocks. That
but
play
but
it.
If you like play like something like D&D, then they'll think you're a total nerd.
Isaac, well, that's another story.
Or you
oh
just sit
God.
There and
holy crap, I'm dying.
Do illegal things, but anyways. Dave, I love your insight.
Holy
yep.
Shit.
Sorry, I'm in a heated match of
I'm dying.
You guys suck.
A heated matchup. Dude, did he drop?
Oh my god. Dave
oh.
And I have dropped.
Did he drop?
Okay, pause
oh,
it. Pause
he
it.
Didn't.
Son
he's
of
still there.
Am I here?
Dude, he's right there.
Yeah, he's right there.
Hello?
Well, we just heard like a...
No, you didn't.
And just cut out.
You dumb.
That was your imagination.
Okay, let's move on.
Anyways, but no, I'm not done yet.
Okay,
now,
keep venting.
See, I mean, they can basically, yeah, like you said, they can call themselves whatever they want.
Call themselves
I just
what do you think, okay, what do you think would happen if I walked up to a group of jocks and said, I played about an hour of football last night. I'm going to hang with you guys now. I'm
yeah,
I'm
but do
awesome
they come up to you and say, hey, Mike, hey, dude, Mike, Do they come up to you and say, "Hey, Mike Gower, I played 2 hours of Madden last night. Let's go hang out." No, they don't say that to you.
Would anybody actually choose to be a, like, nerd type gamer?
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I am.
I would.
Well, I mean, like,
I do.
People, if you will.
Yeah?
I could have been cool. I chose.
Well, I am cool, and I am a gamer.
Well, I chose this life. Maybe I was
forced into it,
but...
Guys don't even know what I'm laughing about.
What are you laughing about?
Well, my dad goes, "You're dumb."
Why would your dad say that?
Well, it's the truth.
He says age.
Age.
Yeah, he is. It says age.
Okay, fine.
Everyone, the new word is age. Instead of saying cool, it's age.
It's really age.
Okay, move on.
Moving on. Are we done with Top Gun?
My car sucks.
You guys, alright, we're done. Previews?
Awkward silence?
Sure.
Oh my God. Fine. We will move on to previews.
Thanks for, coughing in the mic.
Yeah, we'll move on to previews. Our first game that we will be previewing is Halo 3 for the Xbox 360.
I might have to buy 360.
I'm going to, eventually.
Yeah, I will. Hopefully.
Once I get my first paycheck, I'm certainly going to get a computer as soon as I can.
Why?
Because my mom's laptop just died. She's going to be kicking me off this computer all the time.
So your name is Mike Gower. Tom. No, you're wrong!
Preview the game already.
Okay, so, Halo, I remember I've played both of Halo's games, beat them, not on anything hard like medium or something, I think it was, but anyways.
I've played them both.
Halo 2, I just remember at the end, it just stopped, and you're like, what the hell is at the end?
You get pissed off.
So, obviously they set it up for a third one, but, it should be good.
Personally? I actually played the game to hear the story. I like the story.
Yes, me too.
I read the books, too. The books are great. Dude.
Yo.
What do you think we established that already, that I am...
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, I'm dying! Sorry, what?
So, that's about it about Halo 3. Release date, 11/107.
Oh, yeah. Great, you took my line.
No problem.
Only line in the preview, and you took
it. It's funny. It's funny, Potato. Okay, particular goal.
Is that it for Halo?
Yeah.
You guys don't have anything to say about it?
It's Halo. It's going to be the same thing like every other Halo game. It's not going to be anything new. It's just going to be like, you go around, shoot guys, fun, whatever.
I'll play it. Hopefully, I'll play it too. But all right, well, next one.
Next one's pretty interesting. Metroid Prime 3.
I just hope they don't screw up on this one.
Dude, have you guys ever played the original Metroid Primes, the first two?
Well, the only problem with it is if it's like as bad as Red Steel is, then we're screwed.
But if they just
that was terrible.
Because the what's funny is that everybody thought Metroid Prime was gonna suck. He's not down here. Because Metroid, the original Metroids are like 2D shooters or whatever, side scrollers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, 3D is gonna suck. But it turned out to be one of the best selling games of all time for GameCube. And then the second one came out, yet again a best-selling game. And if they just use the same formula that they've always used...
A win.
It's gonna be great. And with the Wiimote...
It's just the problem with the Wiimote and stuff. Like, if it's too sensitive, then that will suck.
That's true.
And if it's not sensitive enough, it'll suck. If you have to... If you can actually, control your character with the Nunchuck, that'll be awesome. Because you can't even do that with Red Steel.
Yeah,
I mean, you can, but it's really hard,
That would be great. I don't know. I'm hoping
it's going to be hard to make.
I'm really rooting for Nintendo for this one, because this is when they were first, they first announced the launch games for the Wii, and they had corruption on there, because it was just kind of, and I was like, well, I don't even know if I'm going to get Twilight Princess. I'd rather get Metroid Prime.
I knew you were going to get Twilight Princess, you freaking liar. You love
Zelda. No, but... I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know that Metroid Prime was going to be pushed back. But I seriously would have gotten Metroid Prime 3 instead.
I would have probably still went with Zelda, even though I don't like it that much.
Oh my god!
Okay. Anything, anyone have anything else to say?
Before I give the release date.
I'll probably get it. Yeah, it's released
good,
on.
Good insight, Dave. I think I'll get it.
I'm a little distracted, sorry.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be on topic. Okay. Jacob, release date, please.
It's 6/1/2007.
Ooh, that's when I was born. Not that day, but that month.
Oh my god. My guess
26 days.
Delayed, you know. Mario Galaxy says hi.
You're funny, Jake.
Well, yeah, oh, somebody's turning off the computer.
Yep.
Anyways, is that all we got for Metroid?
Yes, ma'am. Sir, I'm bad. My bad.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, fine. We'll move on to reviews and the game.
Review it up?
Yeah, I'll be reviewing Sonic Rivals for PSP.
Ooh, go ahead, Jiggle.
A Sonic game, one of, like, 30 they released last year.
Okay, they really need to fix that series.
Yeah.
It used to be awesome. It's not as great as it could be.
I was reading this article about Sonic. I know why it sucks. Because it's not on rails anymore. Where you're you know what I mean by rails? You know?
Yes, ma'am.
You're on the set track.
We're not idiots, no.
Shut up. That's what the new Sonic game is going to kick butt for the Wii.
The Wii one, yeah.
It's not totally on rails. I don't think.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than the 3D ones because it was impossible to maneuver and you'd fall off. And
yeah, it's basically on rails, but you can go side to side a little.
Continue.
Multiple rails.
Oh, fine, I'll continue the review anyway.
Yeah, continue the review.
I guess if you whore out your mascot, you had a real big problem. The way
whore it out.
Yeah, Sega it made.
You want to do what now, Pratik?
Sucker, sucker, bud. They made so many Sonic games. They have, they're in trouble. Then, anyways, going on to review.
Well, Sega, of course they're in trouble.
Review it up.
Fine, review it. Anyways, in this game, you're racing against another person, which is really fast. And yeah, some parts are on rails. The other parts are kind of it's a 3D environment, but you're moving in 2D, which is really good. And
weird.
Yeah. Anyways, it's really fun. I mean, for about 15 minutes.
And then it just gets boring.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, it gets really repetitive. Well, it only takes about 15 minutes to beat through one person, literally. And there's 6 or 7 people. I think they got Shadow and Knuckles.
So what, freaking 2-3 hour game?
Yep, pretty
much. Not worth $30.
$40.
Holy shit! My god.
I wouldn't recommend that game. Especially for the same price you could get Metal Gear.
You're obsessed with that game.
No, I'm not obsessed with Metal Gear.
A real box in the middle of nowhere! Must have been the wind.
Okay, sorry.
I'll give my final score on it, which is I give it a 4, which is
terrible.
Not that great.
So, everyone, don't buy this game.
Don't buy this game, unless you really
play
Sonic and you have to have every Sonic game. Sega fanboy.
Yeah, well, you're a PlayStation fanboy, so sure. Okay, the game that I will be reviewing is Guild Wars. Okay,
woo!
MMO. Alright, this is probably your second best option to World of Warcraft. The number one thing people love about this game is pay $50, boom. You don't have to pay another fee, you don't have to pay monthly or anything. And they update quite regularly. So
two new games every year.
Yeah, which probably shouldn't happen because, people are just starting to explore this stuff there, and then all of a sudden, Nightfall came out 4 months ago. So now there's in another 2 months, a game's coming out. So, I don't know. It's kind of bad. I don't know how that's going to work out. But anyways.
What's the next one?
I don't know.
Soon.
I yeah, like 2 months. Anyways, well, I have all three expansions of it.
Personally, I lost interest after Factions, but that's just me.
You lost interest way before that.
That's true. I kind of did, but... I played it out.
Well, me, Dave, and Gower all have the original and Factions. I'm the only one who has the third one, Nightfall. Basically, you can...
I should try to get the next one launched so that I can have a full experience of it instead of other stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Anyways, as I was saying...
Sorry.
Gar. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Yeah, my car. Anyways, it's like... I don't know, you start off as... There's six professions you can be, six core professions, which consist of the warrior, the ranger, the necromancer, the elementalist, I want to say priest, but it's a monk... And what the hell is the last one? Mesmer? Yeah, Mesmer. So basically the monk kills, the Mesmer interrupts, Ranger interrupts, can do a lot of damage, Warrior tanks and does a lot of damage.
you forget the other one?
Necromancer can like raise minions. That's always fun. I don't know, my personal favorite is a warrior. That's the first character I ever rolled, so
I like warriors too.
Yeah, you rolled one. No, your first character you ever
rolled. Well, I know my first character was a necromancer, but it was kind of complicated for me.
Yeah.
I like warrior better. I have a 20.
Warrior's just easy. You just know what you're doing.
Just go up and bash things.
And Dave's first character was an elementalist. But I had already played through as an elementalist. I tell you the truth, guys, I've probably had about 20s, because that's the level cap in
Guild Wars,
level
20.
I know. Well, it was so much fun to level up for a while there, and then I got bored. But, I don't
know.
I tried playing
the original game again, but I got pissed off because nobody
There's no
was
one
around.
There. Well, there's so much, like, content to explore and be that it's just so hard to do anything anymore.
Now,
like, even in Nightfall, I even have trouble finding groups there because everyone's already went and done it. Just kind of sucks.
Well, also, the problem I have is that It's really hard to solo things.
In Factions and...
Even with,
Yeah.
You get computer-controlled guys to help you, but they're not that smart.
Yeah, well, also, you get heroes, and they're not that much better, but they're kind of nice for more customization.
The reason I like WoW is that it's, like, a huge open world. In Guild Wars, you only can see other people that aren't in your party in towns. So, like, you go out, it's like an instance in WoW. You go out, and it's just you and the monsters. You and your party and the monsters. So it's kind of lonely. It's like, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
Plus, it's really hard to, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm trying to say this, but you want to, go do this quest, but no one else wants to do it, so you can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, in World of Warcraft, almost all the quests you get are soloable, which is really nice, but bad in a way. Like, basically, in World of Warcraft, you solo when you quest, and when you, want to go to an instance, you're like, oh, hell yeah, I'll just go get a group. You know what I mean?
And plus, a lot more people play WoW, so it's easier to find people. No offense.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, yep. What do you give it?
Well, I'm not done talking.
Want to lump them together?
Oh, I'm going to, yeah. Factions came out a year or so ago. Yeah, it was probably about a year. It was very anticipated.
You know,
it was pretty cool, actually. I mean, I'm actually liking it more than Nightfall. It's really short, though. It was like...
The original one is the best, I think, personally.
The original one was pretty nice. Had a really good story. Faction's story wasn't that great. I mean, me and Dave probably blew through that really fast. Didn't we, Dave?
Oh, yeah, if you got it right away, that thing was done.
Oh, man. Me and him blew through it in probably, a week or two, right?
Yeah.
Pretty close to that.
It was so short.
Yeah, it was really short. But it offered, a bunch of new things, elite missions and, all that stuff. It was just really cool. But a lot of people didn't like it that much.
Too tough.
I mean,
it was too short.
Yeah. So then, all of a sudden, I, basically after I beat Factions, we all decided to go to WoW. I had already been to WoW, but then I came back. No, I hadn't been to WoW.
Dave was the
yet.
Last one. Dave was the last one. I switched. You switched me over, and then I tried to switch Dave over, but he's like, you want to do it. And then I finally got him to play it, and he's like...
Yeah. Then he got addicted to that. One? You know what's sad is he beat us all to 60.
Yeah.
At least I wasn't last. I think Gower's going to win the race to 70, though.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you don't know that, Gower. You got to work now. I could get up early on Saturday and Sunday.
Dude, I could, freaking stay up all week and whoop you guys.
I'm going to... Dude, we have to do that tonight.
All right, we will. What the hell do I care? I don't need to sleep. Anyways.
No, except for that one thing called,
Dude, all-day breakfast at McDonald's? Oh, sorry, what?
You're so dumb. Okay, anyways, yeah. So basically, it's, and then Nightfall came out, and Factions came out, and it added the Assassin, which is kind of like a rogue in World of Warcraft. You just, shadow step to him, boom, kill the guy, and then shadow step back because he can't take no damage. And then there was a Ritualist, which, summons spirits and stuff. The Ritualist is pretty cool. I've made one, a new one. And Gower made an Assassin. But, anyways, Assassin's pretty cool. You didn't like him?
No.
Kind of like
a rogue.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Assassin either.
No. If you play them right, they can be good. And then Nightfall came out, and that, added, a whole new thing, with heroes. You get your heroes, and you can customize them. You can buy new armor for them eventually, which is really expensive, which I probably won't even do. I probably won't even get armor for myself, but the endgame armor looks tight. Anyways, especially for warriors. Okay, yeah, Nightfall, you get, 8 different, heroes, and they, help you along the way. You can only take 3 with you, and then you gotta, use your henchy it, but most of that game, you can just do it by yourself, because you got your heroes and your henchmen, and
okay, you're done.
Pretty nice.
Score it.
No, shut up. I'm
reviewing. Yeah, because my game's awesome.
Dude, your game's retarded. It's too old. Anyways.
Dude, I'm playing it right now.
Okay, whatever.
I'm not my playing mine. Sorry, Gary.
Anywho, my turn.
Yeah.
Now?
No.
Okay.
Fucking
Super Mario Brothers.
Let me finish, you bastard, dude.
Well, dude, you said
I don't. I don't just go right in the middle of yours and start.
You said it was my turn.
Stop. Hey, let's all hug and make up.
No.
Make out, whatever.
Hugging is stupid. Make up, I don't like makeup. That's next.
My butt itches.
Sick fuck. Anyway. Where the hell is Fatigue? I haven't heard of him.
Okay, just stop getting off track and finish your review. Okay.
Alright, so...
Guild Wars.
You love Guild Wars. Anyways. It's a long game. Nightfall's been a really long game compared to Factions. Factions was way too short. So, that ends my review.
Wait, one second. Which one's long?
Nightfall.
Seriously? Well, that might get it then.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's pretty cool.
If a lot of people are the gun, I'll just wait for the next one.
Yeah, then there's the Dervish and the Paragon, which I just think they're starting to pull things out of their ass right now.
Yeah, dude.
They really are. Dude, because if they, come up with any more professions, it's just going to get, joking. It's going to be oh, now there's a Bard and a Paladin or something. Something stupid.
Oh, dude, they're going to come up with
there's a Rogue and a Paladin, but only this side can be Paladins.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be something retarded.
And bros can go sneak. Did you take that from WoW? No. That's going to... I think they're going to run out of pretty fast.
Yeah, but whatever.
They should just stop making the new ones. Just start making a larger game. I don't really care about the new classes. Make a longer game.
Yeah, so... All right. Basically, I give... Okay, I'm going to bundle these all together. I could give them individual scores. I will. Okay. Guild Wars is I give them a 9 out of 10. Guild Wars Factions 8 out of 10. Guild Wars Nightfall, probably about 7.5 to 8. Probably about a 7.7.
Okay.
And if you bundle those all together, the whole Guild Wars is probably an 8.5 out of 10.
See, okay, this is what GameSpot gave. I'm just looking around. They gave Nightfall an 8.2. The original one, a 9.2, and Factions, 8.5. So, it's from what they're saying, it's been declining.
Basically, yeah. That's what I said, too. I mean, mine wasn't as accurate as theirs, but whatever. They still gave it an 8. I gave it 7.7. It's been declining, basically, so they gotta come up with something good. Alright, Dave, you can go.
Okay, Super Mario Brothers for the NES.
I can't believe
it. For you people who aren't too, into games that...
Dude, you can play this game free online, can't you? Can you play this game free online?
I don't know. Yeah, man, you can play it free online. No, actually, let's see, great game. I'm actually playing it right now. You take the role of Mario. In case any of you idiots out there didn't know that.
Okay, well, it's an awesome game. What's your... Everyone knows about Mario.
I know. Okay, yeah.
So
okay.
What's your rating?
You're just going to rush me through mine.
You spent 10 minutes on
Yeah, because it's about freaking... Everyone knows about Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
you control Mario.
You could be Luigi, too, if you play two-player.
Yeah,
yeah you can.
I haven't played two-player for so long. Yeah, right now I'm playing the one level where the spiky guys get thrown at you by the cloud dude. Okay, yeah, I'm going to give this a 9, just because it's a classic. Yeah, we'll leave you with some Mario music. Hold on. Dang it, get to the next level.
Okay. Gower, why don't you review your next game? Go, Mike Gower.
Well, mine's pretty similar. Okay, you can stop that. You can stop. Like right now.
Yeah, like right now.
Okay.
Shut up.
Mine is actually pretty similar. What'd you give yours again, Dave? I forgot.
9.
Yeah. Mine is the new Super Mario Brothers for the DS. Basically, let me put it this way. It's like taking the original Mario Brothers game and making new levels and new areas, and just, it's perfect. It's the exact same thing as Mario Brothers, only different. You know what I mean? They didn't mess with the gameplay, they didn't mess with anything. They just changed the levels so that they were different to mix it up. And it's really fun. Because you just, walk around.
It's because it's Mario.
It's a classic.
I think it was a step. I thought it was a step backwards for the DS.
Ooh, burn!
Well, I mean, they
burn
released,
your game.
No, they released Super Mario 64 DS, which was like full 3D and everything. And it was very.
It's supposed to be a 2D side.
It's supposed to be
scroller.
A 2D. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Well, they
that's
made
what
it,
it's.
You
it's,
could
you
just ruin it like
the
you
graphics,
could Sonic.
See the graphics? Let me tell you, the graphics are not just like a picture. They're not. You're actually. It looks exactly like you're in a 3D world. Like when you do, like when you're just running around. Mario's 3D, but he's just in a side scroll. You know what I mean?
Like Sonic. Cool.
Yeah, whatever. But also, there's some new things to the game. There's mini mushroom, so that you can get really tiny and you run. You can like run over water and stuff.
What about the big
basically.
One?
The big one's fun. You get it, and you get humongous, and you can just crush through everything. So if you get it in the versus mode, you just like run after them and they're dead. Versus mode is fun. There's no online, sadly. I wish they would have done that, but versus mode is fun when you just hook up someone else's DS, over wirelessly, and you can verse each other trying to collect enough stars to win. It's really fun because you get to like jump on each other, knock their stars out, steal them, run away. It's good stuff. And let me think.
Need wireless capability.
What?
You need wireless capability for that game.
What do you mean?
You can play multiplayer.
So you can play multiplayer.
It comes with wireless.
No, it doesn't.
Equal wireless.
Yeah, no, but you need wireless capability within the game.
Are you talking about like the additional holder of copy or like
what?
Actual like?
When you what the DS?
Didn't you just, Gower? Didn't you just say that you have to connect wire with a wire?
No, I said wireless.
It connects to other DSs that are near.
There is no wires in the DS.
Oh, I heard you wrong. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay,
no!
Continue.
That's a step backwards right there. But yeah, I'd give it a 9 too, because it's basically just revisiting the original Mario Brothers. Great game.
Good game.
GG. So, basically we had one bad game and three good games.
Yep.
All right, Seagull.
Are we done? Why can't news. I beat World
Yep, games? We're done.
Okay, I hate you. We'll go to news now, and, in news, we got some, new virtual console games that have been added.
Oh my god. Ago. Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
Donkey Kong Country.
Dude, not that. Adventure Island, I gotta go buy that game.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
Go buy it.
No, you know what they need to come out with? Contra. The original Contra.
No, they need to come out with...
Contra.
Adventure
that
Island.
That was... Up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start.
Okay, you're weird.
Konami code, bitch.
Okay, so they're adding
I'm
new
gonna watch, go watch
some games, huh?
What? Yep.
Let Partickle talk.
Donkey Kong Country, Streets of
Rage. I love that game. So
and
hard, though.
New Adventure Island, The Legend of Cage.
Johnny Cage.
Yep. So, any thoughts on the virtual console games?
Oh, I'm gonna go buy some.
Oh my
once I go deposit money in my account.
Dang it!
I gotta go do that.
Okay. Anyways, next news. Microsoft saying Vista sales expectations are overly optimistic.
What does that mean?
That means
I would probably agree.
Oh my god, you don't know what overly optimistic means?
Yeah, it means that they were expecting way more than they got.
Exactly. So why'd you ask what did that mean?
I'm being dumb.
If you just told me the answer.
Okay, whatever.
Because he's retarded.
You're retarded, Dave.
Anyways,
no.
So what's the next piece of news?
The next piece of news is that Halo 3 beta is coming.
No, you skipped one. Oh, that's right. We just did that one. By the way, Microsoft Vista, stupid. Don't buy it unless you're going to buy a new computer.
Why is it stupid?
Because it's buggy. You can't run a ton of programs on it. There's a bunch of programs and games and stuff that won't even work. Let's see here. It has a bunch of security flaws. It's not really worth the money.
I wouldn't even consider getting it until Service Pack 1. And it's not worth the money. My friend had it on Sphere.
He borrowed it.
Yeah, borrowed it.
He got rid of it, though, because it sucked. I think now he's trying to install Linux.
Linux, that's the way to go.
Alright, what now?
Okay. Okay, now we're gonna go into our special segment this week. Games people buy. Which is the top 100 of sales.
That
was Nick being retarded.
Anyways, I left out a lot because, you know, 100 games would be a lot to say, so I just...
Yeah, list them.
Yeah, anyways,
Okami, number 100.
Yeah.
I'll get you started.
Fine. I have to sneak in. 92 is Daxter for PSP. Anyways, 90 is NFL Street 3 for PS2 and PSP. Number 80 is Resistance Fall of Man.
Yeah, Resistance!
Made it into the top 100. Anyways, 70 would be Naruto Ultimate Ninja for PS2. 60, no, remember, these are in terms of sales, not how good the actual game is.
Yeah.
I was like, Okami would be like 2. Anyways,
number 1 would be like,
Pilot Princess.
Anyways,
what's this list again? Like, the number of games?
Sales numbers.
Last year. What? Where's World of Warcraft? Dude, that should be high up there.
Just wait till next year.
It launched in 2004.
2004, you dumbass.
It was like, it can't be counted in 2006.
Yeah, you dumb.
I don't remember you ever saying this was games released last year.
Oh, that's what this is. Didn't you
state that.
Did you read it?
No.
Okay, fine. Anyways,
this is because otherwise, because they must have sold at least a few million, because they got a few million subscribers. Sorry.
Okay, continue.
Fine, I'll continue. For number 50 would be DDR Supernova for PS2. 40 is...
Yeah, and I like Guitar Hero better.
Yeah.
Where the hell is that on here?
I don't know. It must have been somewhere else. Like, I cut out a lot just to save time. Number 40 is Saints Row for 360. And 30 is Tiger Woods PGA Tour 07 for pretty much all platforms. 20 is Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is for most platforms.
You spelled it wrong.
Whatever.
onto middle line.
Shut up, I typed this at last night when I was tired.
Okay.
Anyways, 10 is a Need for Speed Carbon.
Oh, I got that for PS3.
It's on most platforms. And we're going to the top 10 now. Number 9 is Fight Night Round 3 for most platforms. Number 8 is Call of Duty 3 for most platforms.
Never played it. Gower says it's awesome, though. Right,
what
my car?
What? What game?
COD 3.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anyways, number 7 was pretty good. Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh man,
great game.
I've never beat
it. I beat that
it.
Game in a weekend, and that's all.
Yeah, I remember you telling me
weekend.
This.
Oh my god, it was like an orgy of awesomeness.
Okay, you're weird.
Does that make sense?
Maybe. What up, Gower?
Okay, so number 6 was Gears of War for 360.
Oh yeah. G-O-Dub.
Yeah, okay, number 5, which is the new Super Mario Brothers for DS. And after this, I don't even...
Hey, where's the original Super Mario Brothers? I don't see it there. That's right.
I don't...
That's gotta be one of the...
I don't see Guild Wars either, or Sonic Rivals.
The new Super Mario Brothers killed all of these at like 40... They sold like twice as much copies of that game than they did GameCubes.
Hey, Nick, just so you know, Guitar Hero 2 is number 14.
The rest of them are kind
see,
of
see, I knew it had to be up there towards the top, though, because everyone bought it, too.
Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, number 11.
Yeah. Anyways,
I got that
Nick, you can say the top 4, because I don't...
All right, I'll say the top 4. NCAA Football 7, not a fan of the NCAA games. Don't like college football, I like the real thing. On most platforms. 3, Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy, most platforms. I have played this game, freaking awesome. What do you guys think of it? You guys ever played it?
No.
No, I heard it's pretty good, though. I'm just not,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's really fun.
I'm gonna wait for it to go down in price.
Alright, this is, like, really gonna surprise you guys. Number 2 is Cars. Yeah, the movie with the talking cars.
Okay, that's just about every single, like, 10-year-old going to his parents. Mommy, I want this game because it looks cool.
Yeah, so... Well, they sold a lot, so that's good. And then number 1, I've stated this earlier, Madden 07. Because Madden games sell.
Crap.
Everyone wants to play.
Well, see you.
By the way, number 11 was Twilight Princess, it says.
Dave already stated that.
The good games that deserve to be on the list are underlined.
Well, they can't
that's
see
that, them. Dude, that's a choice of an opinion.
No, it's a choice of fact.
No,
yeah,
that's an opinion.
What, you want me to underline Cars, huh?
No, you gotta underline Madden 07, Lego Star Wars,
well,
NCAA Football.
Well, Lego Star Wars I might, but the rest of this? No.
Probably NFL Street, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Well, maybe that,
Need
Lego
for
Star
Speed.
Wars, but that's about it.
No, you could... How does not Madden not deserve to be on the list?
Because Madden sucks.
No, it doesn't. Not if you like football.
Sports games and...
Well, what's your point?
It's ringing. Pick it up.
Yeah, no, it's my phone. I don't know who the hell it is. It's too far.
God, pick it up, Sam.
No, it's too far.
Okay, fine.
No me gusta the sports games, señores.
It's almost done.
Oh, my God.
I still don't understand how you guys can say that Madden 07 doesn't be on the list.
It doesn't deserve to be on the list.
Why not?
Because it's not that great. I don't like
sports.
Well,
that's your opinion.
Games.
I agree with Nick.
That's
your opinion.
That's your opinion.
Stop bitching about it.
Yeah.
Fine. Just, you know,
that's taking it over the line.
Fine. Since Madden sold well, you guys expect more games like Madden and Cars. Since they sold well, more games will be made like that.
Exactly.
So yeah, I hope you guys
enjoy
that.
Therefore, they deserve to be on the list.
Hey, guess what?
What?
The Wii is almost up to 50% of Xbox 360 sales.
It's close to 60. What are you talking about?
I don't know where you get your stuff. I'm at Next Gen Wars.
Well, see, go to the Gamers 2 website. There's like a chart on there that gets updated.
Okay, whatever. What's your closing thoughts, Potato?
Well, anyways, closing thoughts. We'll try to have a show next Tuesday. Well, I guess it's not as always anymore because half our episodes are on Wednesday now. And,
yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday. Shut up! At least I work.
Well, within the next
I'm working
episodes,
on it.
I have a job now, too, at a gas station, and all they play is country music, and now I want to shoot all country music singers.
It's funny.
within the next two episodes, I'll try to get the sales numbers in, probably towards the end of the month. And any closing thoughts before we wrap it up?
Just that, yeah, good show, guys. Good quality.
We rock.
Good quality.
I hate to toot my own horn, but we rock.
Tell your friends.
You want to
tell your friends? Send an email.
Yeah, man.
Dude, we love email.
Dude, I don't even care. You could be Viagra. I'd be happy.
All the win. TheGamers2@gmail.com.
And our website is thegamers2.blogspot.com. Also,
you don't say it cool
out,
enough.
Check out
TheGamers2. TheGamers2.blogspot.com.
You suck. You don't even say anything like the whole show.
Yeah, I know. I'm quiet. I was playing Unreal Tournaments.
Okay. No one cares.
Twisted Metal and Mario. Sorry.
No one cares.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah. Well, good job.
You know, if you want to be in for 2 hours, we can play Twisted Metal online if you ever want a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
So that's the end of the show, and we'll let you guys
what
go.
Else was I going to say? Oh,
you
gonna plug for the
anything?
Other podcast. Guys, from like World of Warcraft, listen to the Iron Wumpling.
Yeah, I set up a link on the website.
Yep. All right.
Anyways,
see you guys.
We'll
it was fun
guys,
being with you for this
let
couple
you guys
hours.
Go.
See ya. See ya, noobs.
Bye. See ya next week.
Okay, please. Sorry. I should probably not insult our listener base.
Bye.
Yeah, because we have...
Okay, so that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.